For decades, Alaska schools have asked companies to sponsor publications such as yearbooks and playbills, or sports teams in exchange for promotion. And with the current heightened economic situation, some schools are even more crunched for funding. To generate extra revenue, many school districts across the country have invited advertisers into the classrooms and other school properties. Carol Como is the superintendent of the Anchorage School District.
I do know, I've read really bizarre things, like in some school district, either in Oklahoma or Texas, they painted a business logo on the roof of the school. And then as people flew over, they could see. I mean, that's how far some school districts have gone. So I think people are all pretty desperate for revenue.
The United Independent School District in Laredo, Texas, began selling ad space on the outside of school buses in the 2011 school year, which by early November had earned $20,000 for the district, and they had only sold ad space on 35 of their 400 buses. Some states, including Florida, even allow ads inside the buses. Advertising in schools and on school property garners income for districts, but leads to debate surrounding the direct effect on students. West Anchorage High School teacher David Vano shares his opinion.
I don't know the impact of advertising in such a sacred place. And so my first reaction, my first response is to reject the whole idea. We already live in a society that encourages, overemphasizes consumption.
Tam Agosti-Giesler, the executive director of Anchorage School Business Partnerships, has a different view on the matter.
I think young people are pretty savvy as it is, and they're bombarded on a daily basis by so much advertising already. I think they've learned to either tune it out or to let it in as their interests allow.
Agosti-Giesler argues that students must be slowly introduced to the world of adulthood, where one is responsible for making choices. As it is, the school district has partners that do not specifically adhere to healthy food guidelines, like pizza and vending machine companies, laying the responsibility in the hands of students.
I do notice them sometimes, and I don't eat the kind of food that's in the vending machines, and I don't like to support those industries, but it doesn't really affect how I learn at school or anything like that.
Says West High student Katie Dalton. Maddie Moore, another West High student, thinks people may not even be aware of the effects advertising has on them.
Just walking by something every day, you don't even realize it, but you're, subconsciously taking in the advertisement. I think it's a sneaky way to get people to think about their products.
Agosti-Giesler gives us an example of advertising at work.
I remember hearing a story of a student, this has more to do with a university there where he got a ruler, had the University of Washington's name on it when he was in third grade. And he used that ruler all through high school, and it definitely had an impact on him when he was applying to universities. He was looking at his ruler one day going, well, I'm going to apply to University of Washington. And he did, and he ended up being a student there. I'm not saying that there is not an impact in having someone's name out there, but that is part of our capitalist society, and I don't have a problem with advertising.
Agosti-Giesler has helped the Anchorage School District develop partnerships with businesses ranging from nonprofits to large corporations to state agencies and even faith-based organizations. West Anchorage High School allows Credit Union One to house a branch within its school building. Chrissy Bell is the Community Engagement Director of Credit Union One.
While we're there really to provide the financial education, it also, it is a two-way partner, it's a school business partnership. And so, West helps us to sort of get our name out there a little bit more and help promote.
Credit Union One's not blanketing our school and not forcing kids to get accounts at Credit Union One. It's completely optional. So there's a good give and take relationship there.
That was the principal at West Anchorage High School, Rick Stone.
It's okay to look at be creative to come up with funding for the school, so it's not always on the taxpayers to support the schools as much as, we need the support. But again, there needs to be, I don't want to sell my soul to advertisement. There has to be a direct benefit for our kids, not just to see advertisements.
Carol Como, the superintendent of the Anchorage School District.
I think the key is that we don't allow any advertising function or activity which has the motive of profit to a private individual, firm, or corporation unless specifically approved by myself or the principal.
The school business partnership aims to support both parties equally.
Many of the schools choose to do some PR for their business partners as a way to thank them for all they do in the schools. So often they'll put their names and logos on their school newsletters, or there's sometimes a display case or a bulletin board or an area near an entrance wall where the business partners' names and logos are.
Says Agosti Giesler. While money is tight and schools may be increasingly inclined to pursue relationships with advertisers and businesses, Principal Rick Stone hopes that his school district will never succumb to the amount of advertising seen in some districts around the country.
We got to protect our kids. We can't have them walking through our schools and just being bombarded by advertisements all day long.
The common thought is that whatever happens, advertising and the presence of businesses in schools should not get in the way of learning. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Aviva Hirsch.